Macmillan Audio presents Cutting Edge by Ward Larson. Read for you by PJ Oakland. The first step is to establish that something is possible. Elon Musk, technology innovator and founder of the pioneering Neuralink Corporation. 1. The second time he died was more difficult than the first. More difficult because he saw it coming. He stirred to consciousness between the two events, twin sources of light above him, seeming like a pair of struggling midday suns behind thick layers of cloud. He was flat on his back, that much he knew, and beneath him were sheets that had been washed too many times and stretched tight over a thin mattress. The voices were every bit as opaque as the light, a man and a woman, neither familiar. He could make out most of their words, a disjointed back and forth that seemed to arrive through a soup can. How long had he been awake? A minute? Two? Long enough. A shadow blocked out the suns, and again he willed his eyes to open. There was no response. All voluntary movement had ceased. Then a brush of warm breath came across his face, moist and without scent. And somewhere, he was sure, a needle. His first hint, moments ago, had been the smell of alcohol. Not the beery scent of a pub or anything from a crystalline decanter, but the biting, antiseptic variety. His hand was pulled outward, and two fingers probed the flesh of his useless right arm in that time-honored way. Tap, tap. Tap, tap. Searching for a fat, well-formed vein. Then, apparently, success. A cool, wet swab rubbed the flesh of his inner arm.
"What's the point of that?" said the man.
"Oh, right," the woman replied. "Force of habit, I guess."
The patient was not prone to panic. No man of his background could be. Yet a sense of desperation began to settle.
"Move an arm. A hand. A finger, for God's sake."
He tried mightily, yet every muscle in his body seemed detached, like a machine whose gears had disconnected. The pain in his head was excruciating, unyielding, as if his skull might explode. But at least it told him he was alive.
What had happened?
"Want me to do it?" the man asked.
"No, I'm okay."
"It bothered you last time."
"I said I'm okay," she countered tersely.
"Open your eyes. Move."
No response. The jab came quick and sharp, but was over in an instant. Nothing compared to the constant throb in his head. What followed, however, was worse than anything he'd ever experienced. A terrible sensation of cold. No, not cold. Frost coursing through his veins. It crawled into his arm, toward his shoulder, numbing everything in its path, leaving no more than twitching, frozen nerves in its wake. He battled for alertness, fought to think logically as the glacier inside him flowed toward his neck and chest. When it reached his heart, piercing like an ice pick, the first flutter of oblivion arrived. He felt a cool circle of metal clamped to his chest. A stethoscope.
"Almost," she said. "This one's going fast.
I'll get the bag."
The lights above began to fade, a gathering overcast. The voices fell to no more than unintelligible mutterings. His only remaining sense was that of touch. He could still feel the sheets, the needle, the cold within.
"But why can't I move?"
His
Sample complete. Ready to continue?